Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive? Well, don't touch that dial. Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it. He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host, take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, my friend. Albin.
Yes, sir.
You know what they call this?
What?
Hour two.
Oh, yes.
You know that there are people that they listen to us on the radio, and their stations only play 1 hour.
Shame on you.
That is a fraud.
Oh.
That is a fraud, because this is a two-hour program.
It
now,
is.
If you don't get the second hour, folks, I just want to tell you, you can do an end run around those the radio executives. And you can just go, we have an app. Any phone you have, you put in the App Store, put in Eric Metaxas Show. Just put in Metaxas. Whoop, it'll pop right up.
Boom.
It's free, and you can listen. You can also go to MetaxasTalk.com, listen to us on podcast. If you don't like the commercials, you can go to Metaxas Super. Or you can give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. We're doing a fundraiser with them. We'll be talking about that over the next weeks. It couldn't be more crucial. Religious liberty is at stake. We want to ask you, please, we need your help. ADF needs your help. They're the last line of defense. Crazy to say it, but it's true. In England right now, as you just heard from John Smirak, a man lost his job because he refused to call a tall, bearded man madam. He lost his job, and the big state, which is in bed with the transgender craziness, they're not being very careful, very thoughtful. They're simply saying, if you don't agree with us, shut up, you're fired. John Smirak, I want to talk more about that and about your other article that you have written about the LGBT bully squad coming for your church. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What I find interesting is that the British law says that this violates human dignity. And I think here's where we need to have the argument. If you don't believe in a creator God, if you believe that we are a fart in Darwin's bathtub, we are just cosmic mistakes, just popped out from the evolutionary process,
right,
there is no human dignity. And I think our job is to argue against human dignity. If you don't believe in God, I'm going to press you, which species of primates has laws against racism? Which group of apes takes very special care to protect those with sexual dysfunction? Low-status male chimpanzees, if you're not, at the top of the pyramid, you don't even get to mate. Chimpanzees don't have protection for simian rights. Dolphins, you know how cute dolphins are? Dolphins are not really big on sexual consent. In fact, male dolphins are prone to what you would call, in humans, gang rape. Animals.
Wow. I used to have respect for some dolphins.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, John, you're making a point in your typically clever, arch way. I want to dumb it down in case there's anybody that they're sitting in traffic and they're not really able to listen carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, what John Zmirak is saying, okay, is that this idea of human dignity comes from the Bible. Where do you get it if you don't get it from the Bible? Now, a lot of people are going to say, what do you mean? What do you mean? Here's what I mean. Explain where you get it. If you can't explain where you get it, it's possible that that's because you don't know where you get it. You haven't thought this through. John and I know, and many people know, the concept of human dignity comes from the Bible, from the Jewish and Christian scriptures. And if you...
It's not even in the Quran. Not in the Quran. The Quran, Muslims deny that man is made in the image of God. It's only Judaism and Christianity that say man is made in the image of God and therefore has these inalienable rights. That's where that comes from. And if you take that away, the human dignity goes too. You don't get to keep the icing if you've thrown away the cake. The cake is God and creation and divine love. That's the cake. I'm sorry, the whole of Western culture is a bratty kid demanding an entire plate of icing and refusing to eat the cake.
Look, what you've just said, this is as important as it gets. People need to understand that when you have somebody like, for example, Great Britain, in their laws and in their courts now, they have the temerity and the foolishness to talk about human dignity without the Bible, without the basis of the Bible. In fact, what they are now doing in this case is saying that the Bible and anyone who believes in the Bible devalues the concept of human dignity. In other words, they have invented a concept of human dignity out of thin air, and then they say not only does the Bible support human dignity. No, it doesn't support human dignity. It goes against human dignity. And this man lost his job as a result. And I want to say again, folks, this is going to happen in America. It is effectively happening in America, except for places like ADF. They are for no money. They're doing this. Okay. They're nonprofit organizations that need our financial help. They are fighting this battle. It is the reason that these things go to our Supreme Court and typically win. And we don't have to have these humiliations that they're having in England right now. It's amazing.
Well, what I think, any time you come across a liberal who says something like Christianity offends human dignity, go to that person and argue human dignity doesn't exist. Prove to me, based on your premises, not mine, prove to me why is racism wrong? I mean, animals practice it. Our simian cousins, the chimpanzees and the gorillas, they're brutally discriminatory.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for people to do it? And hold to it. Don't let them steal a single Christian premise. How does the civil rights movement make sense if Christianity isn't true?
Well, see, this is the whole point, is that we have to go back to basics. Slavery was abolished, and the slave trade was abolished principally by Christians who used the Bible to say, this is wrong. So you often hear about people using the Bible to defend slavery. First of all, that's mostly nonsense. You can use the Bible to defend anything. But the reality is that without serious Christians, Bible-thumping Christians, the slave trade would have never been abolished. Wilberforce and most of his colleagues were dramatically Christian.
Can I prove your point?
Yeah.
The moment anti-Christian regimes came to power in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, what happened? They reimposed slavery. Christianity is the only thing standing between us and slavery and euthanasia and the killing of the handicapped. You know, 90% of children with Down syndrome are aborted in the womb. Because there is no human dignity, and everybody realizes it. These atheists, on some level, realize that their own position is completely incoherent. That they have one hand in the icebox and one hand in the flames, and they're saying, "Oh, right, but on average, I'm a nice, comfortable temperature." Their evolutionary belief that man is a cosmic accident is completely incompatible with oh, I want to be a vegetarian out of concern for animal suffering. You know what other animal cares about animal suffering?
Yeah.
None.
None.
If human beings aren't unique, none of this matters. And really, there's no the idea that if you take Christianity away, what you're going to get is a warm, tolerant, fuzzy, like a big Lilith fair with people smoking pot and singing folk songs and holding hands. No. Nazi Germany is what you get when you take away Christianity. Soviet Russia, North Korea, Cuba today. Take Christianity away. You won't like the results.
See, people, a lot of people don't believe it, or they think they must be missing something. And I'm here to say, folks, I used to be one of those folks. I now realize I was mistaken. When you go along with the zeitgeist, when you go along with the spirit of the age, whatever the newspapers are writing, it trains you really not to think for yourself. You have to think for yourself, and you have to understand what John is saying is true. We're at the end of this segment. John, I'm going to have to bid you adieu. Thank you. I hope we'll talk to you later in the week. Folks, please, please give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. We desperately need your help. Go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com. It doesn't get more important, folks. People say, what can I do? Please do this. ADF needs your help. We'll be right back with Ann Graham Lotz.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got in a fight.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Hey, don't mention it, Wayne. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm so excited right now. Can you see it on my face? Can you see it in my hair? Every part of me. I'm just excited because I'm sitting here in the studio with Anne Graham Lotz. Here you are. Welcome to New York.
So glad to be here face to face.
It is a wonderful thing. Well, we're going to talk about your book, with which I'm familiar, having seen it in advance. Yeah. But for people who know nothing about you, I have to warn them that you're not only the daughter of my hero, Billy Graham, but he, one of the greatest preachers in history, just to break it down for you, said that you, in fact, were the best preacher in the family. I know because you, the Graham clan, you're all so humble that it must pain you for me to say that. I know that. And it gives me delight to see you squirm because it's true and you know it.
No, it's not true. That was my father's way of blessing me, Eric. So, you know, he came from a denomination. That's when people are fussing about women in ministry and women preachers, and they don't even want to use that term. And it was Daddy's way of just putting his hand on me and saying, my daughter is a great preacher. Nobody's better than Daddy. If you judge great preaching by the response to it, there's nobody, unless it's the Apostle Paul. You know, nobody better than Daddy. And so that wasn't an issue, but it was his beautiful way of giving me his blessing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
If my daughter ever preaches, I'm going to keep that in mind because that's very, it's so sweet. But You do a lot of speaking, and I think, listen, I tease people. You have an unfair advantage. You have that beautiful American North Carolina accent. Mm. And when you speak, you know, if somebody was saying the same words as you or your father and they grew up in Brooklyn, it really wouldn't have the same effect. Yeah. So you're aware that you have an unfair advantage. All right. Now, listen, a lot to talk about. First of all, you've been ill. And you seem just terrific right now. Yeah. Do you want to say anything about that? Because I know so many people, you know, have followed you and your illness, and they want to know how are you.
Well, and I would love to thank all those people who followed me and prayed for me. Just thank them. When I first was diagnosed with cancer, I felt God gave me that promise from James 5, that the prayers of others, you'll be healed through the prayers of others. And so I just sent out word on social media. You know, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer. Would you please pray for me? And thousands of people, Eric, around the world responded with email, texts, notes, you know, and just outpouring of prayer. And they didn't stop. I'm still getting notes and emails. People still praying me through. So I know I just want to thank all those people for the prayers. And our God is a prayer hearing, prayer answering, miracle working, covenant keeping God. You know, I'm so thankful.
You sure you're not a Pentecostal?
I don't exactly know what that is, but I certainly know and love the Holy Spirit. And
well, of course, I joke around because I think that these terms are so silly when somebody says, are you Pentecostal? Well, I'm a Christian.
If
I'm a Christian, I want to believe whatever is true because God is the God of reality. Yeah. So the God of healing, to me, that's who God is.
Of course. Yes.
So the idea that people say, well, that's not for today. Well, I think what dead God are you worshiping?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me ask you, though, even because this book really is about the Holy Spirit. The title of your new book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. To talk about the Holy Spirit in some circles of evangelicalism makes people slightly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They're uncomfortable with the Trinity, let's face it, and which is bad because it's, I think, the Trinity, I think it's in the Nicene Creed, so it's kind of an old concept, right?
It's biblical.
It's a biblical concept. But so when you're talking about the Holy Spirit or you're talking about being healed or you're talking about the Lord telling you something, you just said that when you were first diagnosed, the Lord said to you
He spoke to me from his word.
Okay.
So it's from his
word. Okay. So just in case anybody thinks you've gone off the reservation, he spoke to you from his word.
Yeah.
But the point is that when you say he spoke to you from his word, and you know we're on the same page here, but I want it to be clear for people, because there are people listening to this program who've never heard from God. There are people who listening to this program, they don't believe in the Bible and stuff. So we're covering a lot of territory. But the real issue is that both of us believe that God can speak to us, and that if he does, if it is God, it will never contradict the Bible, of course.
Yes, right.
But so when you say the Lord spoke to you about your healing before you were healed, how does that happen for you? Because it happens differently for everybody.
Yeah. Well, for me, he speaks through his word. So I was diagnosed on a Friday. Saturday morning, I opened up my Bible, and the verse, or I opened a devotional, actually, and at the top of the page was the verse from James 5, that the prayers, pray for one another that you would be healed. And it just popped up off the page. It's like the old-timey people say, it's illuminated, you know. And I felt that God was saying, and it's through the prayers of others that you will be healed. And so I felt like he was impressing on my heart, ask people to pray for you. And, you know, there's some women that I know who have been diagnosed with this kind of cancer, and they don't tell anybody. It's a secret. They slip in and out of the doctor's offices. They don't want anybody to know. I have one friend who didn't even tell her children. She went to another state to die, never told her children. And so I just decided to lay it out there and just let people go through my experience through social media. And I felt like if God was sufficient for me, I wanted them to see that. If for some reason he wasn't and he let me down, then they would just see that, you know. So it was like an adventure of seeing what God could do in and through me if I would just let people in on the story. So I did.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because I think we need more models of Christian living out there, and for you to put that out there and to invite people into your journey, it's really a self-sacrificial thing. It's a beautiful thing. Let me ask you, because you know you said that the scripture sort of comes alive. It seems to me that the Lord speaks to everyone in slightly different ways, just the way a parent will speak to his kids in a different way. It's the same parent, but each of us hears differently. Each of us has different things. And so some people talk to me about hearing from God, getting what is called a rhema word of knowledge, and they know that the Lord spoke. And of course, it can never contradict scripture. If it does, they know it's not the Lord. But it's just so interesting to me. I've heard from the Lord in different ways. Have you heard, because the book is about, of course, the Holy Spirit, have you heard from the Lord in other ways that you're willing to share? Because you've walked with the Lord very closely for a long time.
Sure. I'll give you another example that relates to what we've been talking about. After I was diagnosed with cancer, I went through surgery and then went through chemotherapy. And after my fifth session of chemotherapy, it was once every 3 weeks, the side effects were so horrific, I didn't think I could go through anymore, and I wanted to quit. So I had my two daughters with me, and we were praying, and I said, God, can I quit? I just can't do this anymore. And so he brought to my mind that I was healed. I just felt like, so it wasn't a word of knowledge maybe, but I knew that the Lord was speaking that I was healed. So I got up the next morning. I said, all right, if I'm healed, can I quit? Can I just claim it by faith and tell everybody I've been healed and just walk away from chemo? And I said, I wanted him to answer that, but I said, I want you to speak through your word, because I do not want to quit chemo on an impression or on a thought, you know. And so my youngest daughter was coming to visit, and she was sharing with me what she was teaching in her Bible study. And it was from 2 Kings chapter 5, when Naaman, the Syrian general, came to Elisha. And Elisha said, if you'll go dip in the Jordan River 7 times, you'll be healed. And Naaman said, I don't want to do that. It's dirty, and we've got better rivers in Syria. And Elisha said, if you dip 7 times, you'll be healed. And he did, and he was. And that verse leaped up off the page, because I had 2 more sessions to go. I had 7 sessions altogether in chemotherapy. And I felt God was saying, Ann, you're healed, but you need to go through your 7 chemo treatments. You know, you need to go dip in the Jordan 7 times. And I did. And then I had follow-up radiation, because I felt God also told me I was to do what the doctor said. And so I believe I'm healed. But can I just say, Eric, that there's a physical healing, which I believe God has given me. But if I'm diagnosed with cancer again next week, if it comes back on me, like it just has come back on my cousin, and I just And if it, then there's a greater healing, and it's the resurrection, and he'll take me home. And I am so ready to go home, so ready to go see Jesus, so ready to see my husband and my parents. And if that's what God calls me to, so be it. And if he leaves me here, I want to have more fruitful labor for him, according to Philippians 1.
So. Well, I can think of so many people who are listening right now. I know there are tons of folks who listen to this program, and they don't have the faith that you do or that I do. And I think they need to hear what you just said, and I think a lot of people who claim to be Christians need to hear this. If you don't really believe that Jesus defeated death on the cross, that's for you. You know, the idea of people act like, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I have that kind of faith. I want to believe it. But I would say, and you've just said that, look, it's true. And if you don't believe it, you're sort of hurting God's feelings, because he wants us to live in that kind of hope and joy, that we do not fear death, that we know he really genuinely has defeated death, that this is not a metaphor, it's not a nice idea, it's actually true.
That death is just passing from faith to sight. Death is just closing your eyes to this life and opening them to the face of Jesus. You know, I'm not afraid about, I don't want to go into the hospital with all the needles and the things that you go through sometimes and the pain, but death itself is something that the Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I'll tell you something about the Holy Spirit. He opens our minds and helps us to understand the scriptures. So my faith is rooted in God's word. So it's not in a feeling. It's not my circumstances. I put my faith down in God's word. So in the last 4 years, you know, my husband went to heaven 4 years ago. I found him unresponsive in our pool, took him to EMS or the hospital. 2 days later, we released him from life support, and he went to heaven. 3 years later, my father went to heaven. And then 6 months after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And through it all, the Holy Spirit has been present and given me an understanding of the scriptures and a richness in my relationship with him. But I had to draw on the faith that I'd been developing all my life. And so that's what I would like to say to your viewers.
Hang on. Okay. Before you say it, we're going to go to a break and we're going to come right back. Folks, don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Justices have returned to the Supreme Court bench today for the start of an election year term that includes high-profile cases dealing with abortions, protections for young immigrants, and LGBT rights. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing President Trump's plan to pull U.S. troops from northern Syria. It's a rare policy split between the Senate's top Republican and the president. The First Lady wants companies to stop marketing e-cigarettes to children. Melania Trump says they're addictive and dangerous, and teenagers and young adults must be encouraged to admit addiction and get help. Contract talks aimed at ending a 21-day strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors have taken a turn for the worse, hitting a big snag over product commitments for U.S. factories. The Dow is down 22 points, the NASDAQ off 6. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Are medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm just overjoyed to be sitting here with Anne Graham Lotz. The new book is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. What an idea. Anne, you were just making an important point. I want you to leap in and make it before I talk.
Well, it's this, because you were talking about some people that don't have a strong faith and some people that aren't sure, you know, about death and all that. And so I just encourage people to start now developing that faith, and you establish your relationship with God when you come by faith to the cross and you tell God you're sorry, you're a sinner, and you're sorry, and you're willing to turn from your sin, and you ask God to forgive you in Jesus' name, ask Him to cleanse you with His blood, and that makes His blood makes atonement for our sin, and then we ask Him to give us eternal life, which He will, He says, if we ask, and we open up our hearts and invite Him to come inside of us. He comes in. Jesus is in a man's body up in heaven getting ready to come back and rule the world, but He comes into us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, then we need to start developing that relationship. We have it. We possess it. But we need to work on it like we would with a spouse or a friend, and you spend time with him. But I challenge people to not wait till a crisis. Don't wait till your husband, you find him unresponsive. Don't wait until you're diagnosed with a disease. Right now, you start developing that relationship and your faith, because then when something bad happens, you can draw on that foundation of faith. If you wait until a crisis, then you're trying to make sure your relationship with God is right, and you're trying to learn some things, and you're scrambling, and you don't know how to pray, and you don't know where to turn in your Bible, and it's just, you are hurting yourself, and you make a mess. So start now in the good days, and develop that relationship with God and put your faith down in His Word. And then when something happens, as it's happened to me, you don't take it in stride, but the Holy Spirit balances the grief and the suffering and the pain. And the faith is what takes you through. But it's not faith. Faith is not a hope so. Biblical faith is a confidence. And your confidence is in the Word of God, that it's true and He keeps His Word.
I think it's very important to say that. Mm-hmm. I've said it many times. I've often said it when I was giving a speech on Bonhoeffer. I've given probably hundreds of speeches on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but it's so clear that at the end of his life, he did not fear death.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What that says to me is, you know, people think, well, that's so brave. And so you think, no, it's not brave. He simply knew that Jesus had destroyed death, and that to walk into the presence of God is the greatest joy imaginable. Yeah. And I say to people, listen, that's not a nice idea. It's true.
Yes.
It's like if you believe that 1 + 1 = 2, mm-hmm. you're not a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually is true.
Yeah, yes.
And as believers, we need to know that.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
when people say, oh, I hope so, I almost want to lovingly rebuke them and say, you've got to be kidding. You hope so.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yes,
you don't need to hope so.
Yeah,
you
right.
can know that.
right.
And in fact, it's God's will that you know because this is true.
That's right.
When you talked about chemo and you said it was so bad that you know, you wanted God's permission to not go to any more, to get any more chemo treatment. If you don't mind, because there's so many people that have experienced it and so many people that have not, what do you mean? Because we hear about chemo so much. What are the effects that made you not want to go back?
Well, I don't know if I need to go into the, you know, the gory details, but one of them was that I developed what's called a scalded hands and feet syndrome, which was, my doctor had never seen it with my kind of chemo, so she didn't believe me for so long until it had really set in. And it's just my hands and my feet puffed up. They blistered. They were like huge blisters. If you touch them, the skin would just come off. I couldn't walk for 6 weeks. I couldn't walk. And and everything I did just seemed to make that worse. That was very painful and also hard because it was right over Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so I sat in a chair for Thanksgiving and just told my girls what to do. So I thought that's going to be a new Thanksgiving Christmas tradition. I'm going to sit in a chair and tell them what to do. And they did a beautiful job. The Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, all of that came off. And you're focused more on what you're really thankful for, you know, and the gift that God has given us through his son, Jesus. So, you know, we might have missed, I don't think we even missed a lot of the trappings. We still had a fabulous celebration. So thankful for what God's done. But that was... And there are other things, too. I still have neuropathy and things that people, you know, struggle with.
Yeah. I think the most practical advice I get from what you just said is have as many daughters as possible. That's my practical advice. It's a wonderful thing. But I'm just I'm glad you're willing to share that because there's so many people that go through this and they do think maybe I'm the only one. And they don't realize that a woman of great faith like Ann Graham Lotz has gone through this, and so it's not an issue of faith.
When every chemo has different effects, so somebody could take my exact chemo and not have any of that. One of the things, somebody gave me a wonderful tonic, and so I never did have the nausea that some women struggle with so much.
Yeah.
And so I had a little bit maybe the first day of chemo or second day, but otherwise that was not an issue for me. So that was a huge blessing, Eric. So
now this book, was this, did you finish the writing of this book before you went through all this?
I finished the first rough draft before I went through all this.
Yeah.
And because I had two trips to Israel last summer, I spoke at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, and then also I took a tour of about 200 people, came back from that tour, and 1 week later I was diagnosed. And so my manuscript, I turned it in before those two trips to Israel. But then as you know, or maybe you don't know, you probably, everything you write the first time goes down.
Yeah,
you know, but,
sure.
But the rewriting, the editing, the... You know, all of that took place while I was going through all of this.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
But it made it, it underscored the truth in this book. This book is not a theological treatise on the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's not a doctrinal statement. It's my experience of the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit.
And that's, we're going to get into that in the next segment. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas, and as usual, I have a guest. Today I have Ann Graham Lotz in the studio with me. And the book is titled Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Many people have a dry faith, and I think it's mainly cerebral, it's intellectual. They don't walk with the Lord. So what do you mean when you say experiencing the Holy Spirit as a constant companion? And what led you to write a book specifically on this?
Well, you know, when I was raised, maybe like you, in the church, we were in church every Sunday. And I was raised in a committed Christian family where Jesus was loved and obeyed and served and proclaimed.
Your parents were Christians.
But I don't remember being taught about the Holy Spirit. And I go to church and they talk about the Holy Ghost. And I didn't relate to that. And it wasn't until I was a young adult studying the scriptures for myself, in particular the Gospel of John, that I came to more of an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. Because I think sometimes in evangelical circles, you know, we have the Father who's the most important. Then we have the beloved Jesus. But we don't know what to do with the Holy Spirit. He's like a PS, you know. And if he's a third member of the Trinity, then we think of him as the least, that he's the lesser Godhead, you know. But actually, God the Father is primarily revealed in the Old Testament. Then you have God the Son primarily revealed in the Gospels. Then the Holy Spirit is a third because he's primarily revealed in Acts and the Epistles. So they're all God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all through Scripture. But the primary revelation is of God the Father in the Old Testament, God the Son in the Gospels, God the Holy Spirit in Acts and the Epistles. And so he's not the least. He is God. He is equal. But Jesus called him another me. So he's exactly like Jesus, but without his physical body. He's a distinct person in his own right, with mind to think and will to act and emotions to feel. But he's his own person. But he's exactly like Jesus, and he lives inside of me when I receive Jesus by faith. So to walk with him, really to surrender every part of your life to him, and then I develop the relationship by spending time with him every day, even through all the cancer treatments and the grief and the pain and all that. I didn't let go of every day spending time in prayer and Bible reading. So I read the Bible, and that's where God speaks to me, just a little bit at a time. I don't have to read whole chapters and books, but just a few verses, asking the Lord to speak to me and opening up my spiritual ears to listen. And then I talk to him about what he said in prayer. And just then if there's something that he's impressed on me, I'm to do or to say, or, you know, I live it out. So I do what he says. And then, you know, after time, you grow accustomed to his voice, not accustomed to it, but you recognize his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And you learn to hear your shepherd's voice.
Well, it's just so wonderful to hear you say it, because I do think, as we were saying earlier, and you just alluded to your childhood growing up in the church, many strains of the Christian faith are somewhat uncomfortable with the Holy Spirit because maybe they've seen oftentimes people make decisions based on reacting to something horrible. And so they've seen some horrible displays of, you know, religious flesh masquerading as the Holy Spirit, and they say, well, I don't want that. And so they recoil from it, and they deny themselves something really beautiful that the Lord wants to do with them.
Well, and I think you're right, and I don't want to be critical of anybody or anything, because the Holy Spirit's free to, you know, come and do whatever he chooses. But if the Holy Spirit is another Jesus, you think of Jesus, there are things that are done in the Holy Spirit's name that Jesus would never do. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit is not a genie, and he's not a flame of fire, and he's not a dove, and he's not an ecstatic emotion, and he's not a feeling, he's not an it. You know, the Holy Spirit is a living, invisible person who is exactly like Jesus. So some of the things that are done in his name, I don't believe they're the Holy Spirit, because I can't imagine in my farthest imagination Jesus ever doing what some people attribute to the Holy Spirit. At the same time, I know the Holy Spirit is God, and he can do whatever he chooses, but I don't think he's going to do some of these things that people do in his name.
Of course, I'm dying to know what these things you have in mind are. What do you mean? Can you share the most dramatic examples of things that people would claim as the Holy Spirit, and you would say it doesn't seem like God the Father?
Well, you just change your TV channel and you can come across some of this stuff. You know, I don't want to be critical, because I'd rather emphasize who he is and what he can do. And the Holy Spirit, to me, you know, in the Bible, names reveal character. So Jesus was called Jesus because he would deliver us from our sin. And Peter was Simon, which meant wishy-washy, impulsive, compulsive, but he became Peter, which meant rock, so steadfast in his faith that he would help others. And the Holy Spirit, you can take his name, and it's interchangeable with seven others from John chapter 16, that he's a counselor, he's a comforter, he's a standby, stands by me to help me in an emergency. He's a strengthener, he's a helper, he's an advocate, he's an intercessor, and he's, in my experience, he's been soft, and he's been gentle, and he's been kind, and he doesn't let me get by with anything, Eric. So, you know, he convicts me of sin because he's holy. And the Holy Spirit comes, when he comes into me, he wants to separate me from the sin in my life that's displeasing to God, that hinders people from seeing Jesus in me. And so he will convict me of sin. Not everything. If somebody, you know, if in your mind it's like, oh, you're Eric, you're terrible and you'll never amount to anything and I can't do it. That's the devil. That's the enemy. But the Holy Spirit comes usually one thing at a time. And somebody's described him as the most uncomfortable comforter they've ever had, because he does convict us of sin.
Yeah.
And so when we're convicted, I'm forgiven, because I've been to the cross, I'm forgiven. But I come back and I confess to him the specific sin that he's convicted me of, that I might be cleansed, that I might be restored in my sweet fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So
I know Dave Wilkerson, my wife and I met at Dave Wilkerson's church, and he would talk about it as the Holy Ghost miserables. In other words, that the Lord would kind of afflict you with this feeling that you but it's clearly a blessing.
Yes,
I mean, any natural father or mother with your children, you know, if you love them, obviously you want to bless them by leading them away from what hurts them and hurts others. And we're dealing with a loving father, and he knows how to speak to us.
Yeah. And, you know, this was my aha moment, perhaps in the study of the Holy Spirit, that he loves me. And I had thought, when I asked Jesus in my heart, and then I learned about the Holy Spirit, that the Father said, all right, Holy Spirit, you go into Anne, and I want you to make her good, clean her up. And then he would present me to the Father one day and say, well, I did the best I could with what I had, you know. But then I found, it says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And grief is a love word, because I grieve for my mother because I loved her. I grieve for my husband because I loved him. I grieve for my daddy because I loved him. And if I can grieve the Holy Spirit, it's because he loves me.
Oh, I got to cut you off at this important moment. We're going to be back, folks. Continue this conversation. I think it's an important conversation. Hope you agree. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's decision to withdraw American troops from Syria is being widely condemned by Republicans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The list of Republicans who oppose the decision to pull troops from northern Syria is long and getting longer. Opponents include Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senators Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. They argue it's a disaster in the making, and it essentially abandons Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces to defeat the Islamic State. But Mr. Trump is defending his decision to get out of endless wars. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Justices have returned to the Supreme Court bench for the start of an election year term that includes high-profile cases dealing with abortions, protections for young immigrants, and LGBT rights. Stocks lower now. The Dow is off 95 points and the NASDAQ down 21. This is SRN News.
Bass and Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
Hey there, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey,
Albin.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We've been talking to Ann Graham Lotz.
We have.
I enjoy talking to her. She's just tremendous.
She's
terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you want to see the video, we'll put it up on YouTube, the whole thing, both hours. You want to go to our YouTube channel and make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
To our YouTube channel. We'd appreciate it. Okay, a couple things to talk about, Albin, before we end the hour. First of all, got to tell you, folks, we need your help with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Couldn't be bigger, okay? We are dealing with a time in American history where religious liberty is at stake. You see it happening in Europe all the time because they don't have an alliance defending freedom there. They don't have enough liberty to fight for liberty. And so they just lose battle after battle. A man, John Zmierich talked about it, who refused to call a big bearded dude madam, lost his job. This is a doctor. And they basically said, you know what, your biblical worldview is offensive. Human dignity is not compatible. Now, where do they get their idea of human dignity? No one knows. I guarantee you they don't know. This kind of stuff is happening in America. If it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, it would have already happened. I'm not speaking hyperbolically. I hope you know me and you can trust me. I don't speak hyperbolically on this. These battles are being fought by the Alliance Defending Freedom at the Supreme Court level constantly. They've won every battle at the Supreme Court level because we still have a Supreme Court that takes the Constitution seriously enough. But it's getting bad, and we need your help. The Alliance Defending Freedom needs your help. Now, by the way, there's a funeral home situation where a man at the funeral home, now he's supposed to be comforting the bereaved. Suddenly he decides he wants to dress as a woman. The funeral home said, no, that's going to freak people out. We're here for the people, for the bereaved. It's not about us. It's about them. Well, this is suddenly this has to go to the Supreme Court. So if it weren't for the ADF fighting this battle, and if it weren't for heroes like the people at this funeral home to say, we're not just going to knuckle under, we're going to fight because this is about religious liberty, we'd be losing everything. Bob Trent with the Alliance Defending Freedom talks about the courage of the funeral home directors. Let's listen to this.
They are standing up for everybody's freedom. They could have made an easy choice and just gone along with what the government was telling them to do and compromise in their beliefs, and they were not willing to do that. I just get a great amount of satisfaction knowing each day that we get to stand along and defend people like that, because what they're doing is an example and protects all of us.
If anybody listening thinks this is not my battle, folks, you're mistaken. This is your battle. They're coming for you. Now, that sounds, you know, like I'm being histrionic, overdramatic. No, this is a battle that only a few Americans are being forced to fight right now. But this is a battle for liberty in America. It's very basic. If you understand it, you'll understand how basic it is. Religious liberty is the right of every human being to live out his or her faith in America. You don't have to agree with that faith. Most times you won't agree with that faith. But the founders gave us the freedom to live out our faith. Folks like these folks at this funeral home are being told, shove it. We don't care about your faith. You will knuckle under to the state's, you know, 5-minute-old view of transgender. We're facing this battle. If it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom holding our feet to the fire as a nation and asking us to keep our laws in accordance with what the Constitution says, if it weren't for them, it's over, folks. I am not making this up. Please give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You can go to our website, metaxastalk.com. I will give you the phone number also. It's 800-556-2770. This is urgent. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. If you give $100, we'll give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. We're going to give you all kinds of stuff, but this is urgent, folks. 800-556-2770, or go to the website and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. We really do need your help. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.